The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 324. Today's show is brought to you by How Do You Write with Rachel Herron. Have you ever thought about writing? Do you get stuck thinking about how the heck do real writers write? Do you plot first, or do you sit down and see what comes out of your fingertip? How do real writers work every day, and how do they keep their motivation going? Novelist and memoirist Rachel Herron is always searching for the magic bullet that will make her own writing easier. Tune in and eavesdrop as she talks to professional writers of all types, from graphic novelists to poets to literary novelists, about their particular daily processes. Go to rachelherron.com/write. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic and geek musician and podcaster, and this podcast is dedicated to the indie Celtic musicians. I want to ask you to support these artists. Share the show with your friends and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. And also check out Rachel Herron, the sponsorship for the day. She is a fantastic speaker as well as writer. I've been listening to her podcast for quite a while and I absolutely love it. So check it out. RachelHerron.com. Now, my two biggest science fiction conventions I play every year are over, so I'm hoping I will finally be able to compile a basic itinerary for the Celtic invasion of the Isle of Skye in 2018. I've had a lot of people asking me about it, and I just haven't had time. My plan is to email you around September 15th with whatever details I have. So go to CelticInvasion.com if you want to be the first to hear about next year's invasion. All right, we started the show off with Poaching with Tuesday from 6 p.m. from their album Simple Pleasures. I love the band. And next up is another band that I love. I've been listening to their album. This is The Here and Now with The State Dance from their brand new album, Lady Bird. Thank you.
On the Wild Barrow Road, at 20 past noon, at the foot of the hills, at the tail end of June, two boys in the back seat put legs on a tune that they'd play down in Barrow tonight neath the moon. Backseat, crafting the sound that they play there tonight. Need the moonlight abound, need the moonlight abound, need the moonlight abound, that they play there tonight. Need the moonlight abound. Drive through the valley, we rise and we fall, like this tune with no top or no bottom at all. Coax from the crowd, a celestial croon, when it's played down in Barrow. Tonight need the moon, tonight need the moon, tonight need the moon, when it's played down in Barrow. Tonight need the moon. Past noon, at the foot of the hills, at the tail end of June, two boys in the back seat putting legs on a tune that they play down in Barrow. Tonight need the moon, tonight need the moon, tonight need the moon, that they play down in Barrow. Tonight need the moon, tonight need the moon, tonight need the moon, that they play down in Barrow. Tonight need the moon.
After the Here and Now came Bard and Company with The Lonesome Boatman from Playground, their brand new album. Then Elish Crean with Paddy Fahey's Reel, the East Galway Reel from Shirva Shukra. Then came The Jeremiahs with The Wild Barrow Road from The Femme Fatale of Maine. Celtic Podcast News. Now, you may know that I also host the Celt Father Music and Travel Podcast. I just released a new show where I interviewed Breton musician Dom Duff. He was one of the early contributors to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, and I was thrilled to talk with him in Brittany. And we also got a concert from him. You can hear the short interview, the whole one. Unfortunately, half of it was corrupted and did not record. I'm bummed about that. But the entire concert was recorded. Head on over to KeltFather.com. You really don't want to miss this. Dom Duff was a fantastic musician and a wonderful person to talk to. If you're a longtime listener, you probably know that I don't speak Gaelic, which may have been obvious when I was introducing Elish Crean's album. I hope I got that right. But I'm hoping to fix that in the future. In fact, my friend Rudiger Reinhardt usually sends me audio files on how to pronounce the names of some of the songs that I play in the show. And last week, I relaunched my Duolingo app. to try and learn Gaelic. It's a free app that you can download. And apparently there's also a club that you can join on the app. So if you want to join the club, all the cool kids are doing it, you'll find a code on Facebook with details. I'll also post it in the newsletter. Only a limited number of people can be in the club. I think not many, like 12 or 15. So if you're not trying to learn, you won't get to stay in. I'm going to kick out people who stay at the low levels here. So we're going to try to push each other up and hopefully we can learn together. So go download the app and join me. I think you can get it at duolingo.com or just check your app store. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast exists on the generosity of the patrons of the podcast. You can pledge as little as $1 per episode to pay for the production of this podcast as well as my time in producing it. You'll also get shows before regular listeners and, of course, my deepest thanks. I want to thank our newest patrons, Michael Connors, Allison Johnson, Zane Barber, Ian, Linda Birkins, and Nick Felker. Thank you so much for your generous support. The next 2 hours special is picked. And we are $50 away from the next milestone. So become a patron today to celebrate Celtic culture through music. Go to patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. Let's get back to the show. Next up is Cathy Finlayson with Connemara, Da Blue Yow, and The Brolam from her album Irish Coffee. I haven't played her in a long time, and she's a fantastic fiddler. So here's Cathy Finlayson. Thank you.
was Dublin Street where the loyal drums do beat, and the loving English feet, they tramped all over us. And each day and every night, when my father comes home tight, he'd invite the neighbors outside with his clothes. Oh, come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. To your wives, how you won medals down in Flanders. Show them how the IRA made you run like hell away. Come, let me hear you tell how you slung the brave Parnell when you thought him well and truly persecuted. Where are your sneers and jeers that you loudly let us hear when our heroes of 16 were executed? Oh, come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wives how you won medals down in Flanders. Show them how the IRA made you run like hell away. Alan Larkin and O'Brien held you strong and called you swine. Robert Emmett, who you hung and drew and quartered. High upon the scaffold high, how you butchered Henry Joy and the crappy boys of Wexford you did slaughter. Oh, come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wives how you won medals down in Flanders. Show them how the IRA made you run like hell away. Oh, let me hear you slew them poor Arabs two by two. Like the Zulus, they had spears and bows and arrows. How you bravely faced each one with your 16-pound gun, and you frightened them poor natives to their backs. Oh, come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wives how you won medals down in Flanders. Show them how the IRA made you run like hell away. To the great and lovely Ains and Killer Shandra. But the day is closing fast and the time will soon be past. And its dawning will be cast aside for us. And if I be in need, then my kids will say Godspeed. With a bar or two of Stephen Bean's chorus. Oh, come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wives how you won medals down in Flanders. Show them how the IRA made you run like hell away. To the green and lovely lanes and killer Sandra. Oh, come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wives how you won medals down in Flanders. Show them how the IRA made you run like hell away. The green and lovely lanes and killer Shandra.
Thank you. say, prolad, war heben, say, cantio, war heben, say, prolad, come ye by kill cranky. And ye had been where I had been, ya wadna been say cantio, and ye had seen where I had seen, ere the brains of killer crankio. A ford at land, a ford at sea, at hame, a ford by antio, I met the deal and Dundee, the praise of Killer Cranky Ho. And ye had been by a pain, ye would not been say cantio. And ye had seen by a sin, the praise of Killer Cranky Ho. The bold victor fell in a fur, the claver scatter clankio, ere I had bedden a full glade, hear the praise of killer crankio. And ye had been where I had been, ye had not been say cantio, and ye had seen why seen, hear the praise of killer crankio. By Mackay, where God shall lie, ere the brush a yard the branchio, ye'd better kissed King Woolley's loaf than come to kill the crankio. And ye had been where I had been, ye would not be say cantio, and ye had seen why. The praise of killer crankio. It's no shame, there's no shame, it's no shame to shankio. The sour sleighs in Athelbrace at the deals at killer crankio. And ye
had been where I been,
what the deals in cantio,
and ye had seen where I had seen,
ere the praise of killer crankio.
Thank you.
After Caddy Finlayson was Irish Whisper from the same titled album that was Come Out Ye Black and Tans. Then came Kiana from their album Rubicon that was Mari Rua, Farewell to Wally Range and The Winding Stair. Then Ameri-Celtic Band with Braes O' Killiecrankie from a live recording live at KKUP. And finally Forkroot with Whidbey Island, Barry's Window Machine and Gunna from their album Water and Shade. I want your feedback. What are you doing while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Doug Shelton wrote, just thought I'd say that because of this podcast, I've started learning about Celtic culture and religion and started a group like you suggested to bring those in my area together and spreading Celtic culture. Fantastic, Doug. I'm so happy to hear that. Keep spreading the word. I'd love to get a link so that I can share it with others in your area. Corpus Christi Irish Sessions emailed, you ask us to tell you what we're doing while listening to the podcast. Well, right now we are cleaning up after Hurricane Harvey. When we get caught up, we plan on sending in some audio of our sessions together. Love the show. Thank you so much. And I hope everyone who's been affected by the Hurricane Harvey, and hopefully that won't be an issue with Irma, but my heart goes out to all of you. So take care, and I hope this music helps to inspire your cleanup. Nick emailed, hey, Mark, I'm so excited I found this podcast through a friend in the Merry Wives of Windsor, who you just covered. I'm a huge Irish Celtic music fan and play a lot of it. I wanted to go out on a limb and see if you'd be interested in featuring or including my band Forkroot in one of your shows. We do a mix of Irish folk and bluegrass. I'll be listening in regardless, and I'm excited to discover more about all the musics here. Thanks for doing this podcast. Cheers, Nick. You bet, Nick. And of course, as I've said before, all you have to do is submit at the number 4celts.com. Of course, I already emailed you this same information, which is why your band was featured in the last section. Keep up the great music. Finally, Stuart Jervis emailed from Belgium. Hi, Mark. I'm listening to the 2 hours of Scottish music episode while preparing the next trip to our Pipers Remembering World War I project. Fellow Piper and I are visiting all World War I military cemeteries in Belgium, a list of about 530 places. Keep up the good work. As always, I enjoy listening to your podcast. I've attached a picture of the dram I just poured myself. Sláinte. Wow, Stuart, that sounds absolutely fantastic. I would love to see that, actually. That sounds beautiful. Get some pictures, too. Send those in as well. I'd love to share that with my listeners. So, all right. Let's get back to the music. Thank you all for the comments. I keep those coming in. I love getting your feedback. It just really inspires me. So let's just say it's one of those things that keeps me going with this podcast after 12 years. I can't believe I say that. It's like, wow, 12 years doing this podcast. It's amazing. All right, we're going to continue on with Tim Eddy. This is 3 miles from Annascull from How Do You Know?
Being on my way to Dingle, on the road to Annascull, I heard those boys conversing, saying, what should we do at all for the loss of this fair damsel who now forsakes us all? She's the charming pride of Lucaside, 3 miles from Annascull. Says a farmer's son, I have 10 cows and grass for them, no doubt. Likewise, my rent, it's freely paid, I keep my landlord out. And I've sheep and cattle, I've servants at my call. And I'll marry the pride of Lucaside, 3 miles from Annascull. The labouring boy, he then drew nigh, on vengeance he was bent, saying, I have no cows, no farm, and I need not pay my rent. But the shilling, when it's earned, it looks handier at my call, and I'll carry the pride of Lucaside, 3 miles from Annascull. as I was walking down the road when the stones began to fly. And as I ran into a shady nook, one struck me in the eye. I roared out Mila Marda, and I gave a long, loud bawl. But I carried the pride of Lucreside 3 miles from Annascull. Being free 4 weeks later, I was walking down Tralee. A young man, he came up to me, his age being 23, saying I'd rather enlist in the army or be struck by a German ball than marry the pride of Lucreside 3 miles from Annascull. the time for love and laughter. The days will pass like summer storms. The winter winds will follow after. But there is love and love is warm. There is a time for us to wander. When time is young and so are we. The woods are green or over yonder. The past is new, you know the world is free. There is a time.
After Tim Eddy with Sly Otar with Stick the Kettle On from Fine Friends, then came the Muckers with There Is a Time from their self-titled album. And I finally got to meet them in Atlanta at Dragon Con, and I was they were awesome. And they, from what I hear, they were tearing up the convention. They did a brilliant job with their performances. So if you get a chance, check them out. Go to culturepunkatl.com. If you enjoy the music you heard, then listen and download 34 Celtic MP3s for free when you subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Remember to support the artists who support this podcast, buy their CDs, download the MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And also, don't forget to vote in the Celtic Top 20. It's easy to do. Just list the show number and the name of one or two bands, and that's it. You can vote once for each episode and help me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2017. We're going to finish up the show with Screaming Orphans. They have a brand new album out. It's called Tap Room. It just came out like last month, so I know it's been charting really well. This is Ireland's Hour of Need, Gallant Heroes. Here's the Screaming Orphans. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you again next week. Sláinte.
Come all ye gallant heroes, wherever you have been, offspring of this nation, so few and far between, you who did the fighting well. this troubled time upon us. We are once more in your quest. Evil has surrounded us, egging us with debt. The government, like a bag of snakes, have poisoned us with greed and sold us off to the IMF, for the monster needs a feed. Now these blackers and politicians don't worry like you and me. The fat cats on their pension, their lives so full and free. They sold their souls for gas and gold. They're coming for you next. Rise up, rise up, shake off those chains and miss around your neck.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gundy, Celt Father. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.